The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Harlan Williams is here, everybody, and it's always a treat when Harlan's here. Something weird happens. It's already happened. We already went down Benny Mardones Avenue
because
Brett is wearing an Iron Maiden shirt, and you told us, Harlan, and before that, I'll say you're at Stand Up Live. Oh, no, you're all weekend. I was going to say this is confusing, Brad. There's a big line
just
here.
Thursday.
Just today. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Of course, you can see the great Harlan Williams at Tempe Improv on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and tonight at Stand Up Live. But you see Brett's shirt and you say, you were at the very first Iron Maiden show in North America.
Yeah, the first show was in Toronto, Ontario. Or it could have been the first Canadian show, but I think it was their first. It's way back, so I'm trying to remember. But I think it was the North American show, and it was at a small concert venue in Toronto, Canada. And it was with Paul Di'Anno, the original singer.
Wow,
and
that's cool.
It was so cool, and I bought two T-shirts at the concert, and I still have them in my drawer.
In like, mint condition.
Mint condition. I mean, I used to wear them around when I was a kid, so you've got some Harlan enzymes in them.
Could I DNA a new Harlan out of these enzymes?
You could.
Rebuild you.
It would probably be half Harlan and half woolly mammoth, though.
Like, probably kind of messed up a little
bit. It'd be a little Paleozoic era and 1982. So it'd be like,
Could I still teach it to do the chipmunks on a ranch thing and just annoy it?
But the money from the ivory?
Yeah. It just constantly tore it around, making it do the things it doesn't want to do in real life anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. Well, that's cool. And does anything stand out about the show that you remember?
What stood out is it was Paul Di'Anno, because I, to be honest, always liked his vocals more than the guy they got after him. Paul did the original album and then did Killers.
Yeah.
And then the new guy,
Bruce Dickinson,
who's got that classic heavy metal voice, but to me it was too typical. Like it seemed like, oh yeah, that's how a heavy metal guy's supposed to sing. But I felt like Paul Di'Anno had a more original, unique voice, and so it was. I remember vividly seeing him.
You remember that from the first show, knowing he's better than the guy they're going to replace him with.
Paul Di'Anno had more of a punk sound to him, just more of a street
heavier
sound. Yeah, it wasn't that opera type thing that Bruce Dickinson does.
Yeah, and he wasn't like your typical. Like, he didn't really look like a metal singer, and so
that's why they booted him.
Yeah,
this guy didn't fit in at all.
Yeah,
from what
he
I'm
didn't
hearing.
Have long hair. He was
he's just a regular guy. We had to get rid of that guy.
Yeah, but then I did like a YouTube rabbit hole dive like a few years back, where you go and see what they're up
to. Where is he now?
Yeah. And there he was in like some church basement in England doing a cappella like Iron Maiden, and he looked worn out and heavy and
sad.
And he wasn't doing it because he was. It was like, you know, memorabilia. He was doing it because, you know, someone said, hey, we'll give you $300 and some donuts if you sing Killers to these old ladies in the bingo hall. And you're just like, oh, no,
no. No, have some pride and hang yourself is what you say. Yes.
Yeah, but instead someone filmed it and now it's on the
internet.
Oh,
you found it?
Well, I don't know if it's that show, but that's Paul Di'Anno.
Oh, this is much bigger. I don't know that I'd know the difference, to be honest with you.
You'd know it when you hear him sing.
I was never an Iron Maiden guy. I think the fans of Iron Maiden scare me. Already, that's different. I don't want to listen to Iron Maiden. I'd rather talk to Harlan.
That's cool. That's bringing back memories. I just went through puberty again watching that.
I think I saw that.
Yeah.
Do you need a towel?
Well, if you have a ShamWow, that might work, you know.
Wow. That's kind of bragging.
Yeah,
a little bragging.
You.
Like, you say my
towels.
That's
why they call me Car Wash Williams.
Got high standards.
Harlan is at Stand Up Live tonight in Tempe Improv all weekend long. How have you been? It's been 2 years.
I know,
at least,
man.
Right?
It's crazy. You know, I had a COVID baby during the
Like a baby with COVID or a child during the pandemic.
Like a baby.
You have your own child.
Yeah. We haven't let it in the house yet. Yeah.
Well, there's not trained. Not trained.
Crawling with it. We keep it out in the yard in a spider web. And gave it a Scottish name, Sars McZika. Unbelievable.
You didn't even give it your own last name.
No.
That's impressive.
Yeah. No, I didn't have a baby.
I was going to say. Sars McZika would be fantastic. And they have to change it to Delta. Yeah. I was going to say, I was kind of shocked. I didn't know which Harlan we were talking to, this new guy. Because last time we talked, you
said buying into it.
You didn't have a kid. And maybe you would someday.
Baby Pfizer.
And I think
I if I could.
I told you you're too old.
Yeah, I know, but I don't believe that.
You are, though.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
So what if I want to have a Benjamin Buttons kid?
No, you can't. Well, if you can pull that off, you got to do that for the money, though. I mean, just for the story.
I think I could still have a kid.
Easily. Oh, you can. Yes. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Scientifically, you can make a child.
Yeah.
But you can't. You shouldn't.
I should. I'm going to need someone to stuff for me.
That's the wipeys.
That's the puppy pals. That's the money from that. You got to hire a guy because you're making a ton of money on kids.
Speaking of old, my grandmother. So we take care of my grandmother.
Okay.
And she's the older they get, the harder it is to figure out what to do with them all day and right. manage them. And I don't know if this is a curse or a blessing, but my grandmother got what's the Parkinson's disease where you shake?
Yeah.
And then I don't know if this is a curse, but she got restless leg syndrome as well. And so every morning we dump her in the swimming pool, and she just goes around
like
in circles for hours. Yeah, it's unbelievable. She just kicks around. Yeah, it's really we feel bad, but it keeps her active. Yeah.
Well, it's like having a kid then.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. When you get tired of him, you throw him in the
pool.
Make
sure the floaties are good.
Yeah. And then at night with the restless leg syndrome, we put a bucket of grapes at the end of her bed, and
it's
the legs are just stomping all night.
Grandma Merlot.
We call it varicose Merlot. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Oh, unbelievable.
Very nice.
Psoriasis rosé or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Grandma's still around.
Yeah. She just swirls around. Last night she got her head stuck in the filter. We had to pull it. Like,
she's going in too deep. You got to keep her surfacing.
She got sucked in with some pine needles. Yeah.
Well, it's good you're keeping busy, though. I mean, that's
I'm
important
not as busy
thing.
As her.
Well, she's active.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got to keep it
she's
moving.
She's swimming to Alcatraz tomorrow. Yeah.
Right?
Put some wax on her and just let her go.
Wow. Well, I'd like to see. They should televise. Yeah. People should know this stuff. These the marketing. You have a marketing issue.
I think she's touring with Iron Maiden next week.
Paul. Yeah. She's the old
teach
Iron
her to place kick. There's NFL teams.
Is grandma seeing anybody, or is she dating?
She sees a lot of things. Yeah. She told me Jesus was giving her a sponge bath yesterday.
Oh
yeah,
God.
She sees a lot. Yeah,
wow. Turned out it was just a landscaper.
How was it?
Yeah, probably. Oh, God.
Well, here's what she does at Christmas. This is unbelievable. She has all the kids because she lives in California where there's no snow. So she says all the kids sit at her feet, and then she scratches her psoriasis sores, and it snows on the little jinxins. Yeah, they love it. They sing Christmas carols in her psoriasis blizzard.
Get some.
What's
you
wrong
should
with you
have
guys?
Kids. You should have kids.
Maybe I do. Maybe I do.
I think you should. I changed my mind because I think after 35, you shouldn't have kids anymore. I'm changing my mind.
Yeah, right?
I think you should have kids because these stories would just – I want to see what happens to that child.
Yeah, that kid needs me.
You
well, there's
raising
so many
a kid.
Tales.
Yeah, you raising a kid would be the greatest thing ever because that kid would be bananas.
And I'm into organic, so I would make my kid keep its placenta on till probably puberty.
Keep it real.
Like I would want it to have that glisten, you know? Like I want a shiny, glisteny kid. It looks like someone varnished it, but it's placenta.
Yeah, almost like a lacquer finish.
You know, just
that's
like
old school.
My kid's real.
Yeah, your kids are
my
all...
kid has a scent. You know what I mean? What is placenta? Is that just the gook that comes on a kid?
I think the placenta.
I said a joke, but I didn't even know what it was.
It's the bag of food and poop and waste that the baby has inside of it.
It's the dip.
Yeah, it's basically the thing that it's
hello. Hello, Dr. Pringles. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
They eat it.
Wait, what? I thought it was
the waste bag.
Oh, I thought it was when they came out and they're covered in all that amniotic, shiny stuff.
Amniotic fluid.
Well, that's what I meant.
Well, it was great either way.
So placenta's like a...
It's a bag.
Yeah, and people like save it and they'll eat
it's the afterbirth.
Oh, jeez. Okay, I didn't mean that. God. What's wrong with me?
It's when your kid came out with a Captain America shield.
Yeah.
But your joke's more hysterical that the kid would have to carry his placenta around for 8 or 9 years.
Wait a minute. Joke?
All right, that's what I meant.
Excuse me?
Did I say joke? That was your theory.
But what's the other stuff?
I think it's
amniotic fluid.
Amniotic fluid.
Yeah. Amniotic.
I think.
So what's embryotic?
It's when it's in the embryo. Is there embryotic fluid?
What are these kids on Orange Julius? God, I can't get this many variations of Jamba Juice for Crocky's sake.
Good Lord.
I'll take a power boost with my placenta, please. What the hell is going on, Orange Julius?
Shot of wheatgrass.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm a little disappointed that you didn't have that COVID baby. I was looking forward to meeting.
Who? Sars McZika?
Sars McZika would be
there. Sure, I'll bring him around.
Come on, have at it. Let's do it. We'll get him a little backpack and we'll carry him around.
He's already in a bowling bag. That's how I carry him around. Good Lord, little chubby thing. Yeah. I sprayed him with Pam this morning.
Oh, yeah?
He slid him down the street. He doesn't walk. My kid ain't walk. He's a slider.
You're a helicopter parent.
Yeah. Man. I spray him down with butter-scented Pam and just slide him down the road. And neighbors slide him back, put him in the bowling bag, and he sits by the pool and watches Granny twirl around like a dead leaf on.
Granny,
you ever see a bumblebee?
Snow.
You ever see a bumblebee on when it lands in a pool and it just twirls around?
Trying to get out.
It's kind of like my grandmother.
You should dress her up as a bee and then make a viral video out of this.
Viral? I barely know her. What does that even mean? What's wrong with you?
At what age, Harlan?
That's gross.
Did you start doing? Did people start going? Something's wrong with you. It had to happen. Like at age eight, you're like, I just told the worst story ever, and I think maybe people bought it.
It was
because you tell with conviction.
Yeah, it was almost right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Even my teachers, like in boarding school, my teachers used to make me come to the front of the class and do impressions.
Really?
Like when I was like 11. My teachers were like, Harlan, come on up to the class, do W.C. Fields and do Edith.
Really?
For some reason, I did Edith Bunker. I'd be like, I want she. And my teachers would,
They just let you do it.
He loved it. Yeah. I just kind of became the teacher's pet. Like the teachers kind of liked me a bit better because I could entertain them. And I didn't know I was entertaining them really. I sort of did, but.
But you got some slide-by grades.
Yeah, I got some kind of like. Yeah.
I had a math teacher that would, he just give us the thing, and if we had extra time, he's like, I got nothing left, so you want to tell a story? And I'm like, sure.
Oh, cool.
And I would get up and tell a story to people and try to, you know, make it entertaining as best I could. I didn't know why he chose me, because I think I told him one thing he laughed at. He thought it was funny that I told him, and I became that same thing. It was weird.
Yeah, it's weird, but you're kind of in their back pocket a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then when I was really young, I think in grade two or three, I could read like nobody's business. I could read like Winnie the Pooh sucks on a honeycomb. You know what I mean? Like
some big words.
No,
that wasn't the book he was reading, Brady. He was doing a comparison. Winnie the Pooh sucks on a honeycomb, not an actual publication.
Right. But
I bet you if you Googled it, something comes up.
My teachers would put me up in front of the class, and I remember vividly reading like Alfred Hitchcock mysteries to the whole class.
And then the bird pecked her eyes out.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Well, that is weird.
I could read really great immediately.
No kidding. You were good at it. Do you like reading?
I loved it.
I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Do you still read?
Not as much as I used to, but I write now. I write more than I read, I feel like I'm creating reading.
What was your game changer growing up, the series that you read? Like if you went through... Chronicles of Narnia or something like that.
Yeah, I loved The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I kind of transitioned from that into Stephen King. Like I started going down the Stephen King rabbit hole.
I think I asked this before, but when you were a kid, you said you wanted to do something. Like wasn't your dad, wasn't he a surgeon or something? What did he do?
My dad was a politician.
He was a politician. Yeah. I knew he was like an important something. kind of very surgical with words.
Yeah.
But he was a politician. He was very high up, too.
Yeah,
if I'm
up
mistaken,
in Canada,
right?
He was the Solicitor General of Ontario, which is like here the Attorney General.
Okay. So, he was a big deal. And you kind of grew up in a very probably protected situation.
Boarding school.
More so don't screw up, Harlan. You're messing it up for a lot of people.
Yeah, he was cognizant of that.
And were you?
Well, I think that's what kind of initiated me going to boarding school.
Oh, really?
I think I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think he was kind of like, I've got this political image.
Yeah.
You're a little bit of a handful.
You're on the bubble, Junior.
Have fun. Yeah.
And so it's almost an attic.
Let's put him in the attic for a little while.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
You know, they always said, we want you to get a better education, son. Yeah. But I think it was more like, where do we get rid of this freak? You know? And so I was sent to a boarding school run by Quakers. Yeah. And oh, boy. Here we go. Look out.
That's where the fun starts.
But basically, it was weird. It was out in the country, and the boarding school had two farms, active dairy farms on all this acreage.
Yeah.
And so the second I wasn't in class, I would run down to the barn and watch the farmer, like, pull cows out and shoot cows and milk cows. And I was
not
like
in
a
that
farm
order.
Kid. Yeah.
Butcher?
What?
Butcher them? Did you?
I didn't see him butcher, but I watched him shoot one right in the skull. Like one of them got that hoof and mouth disease, and
he dragged
it out of the barn on a rope and into the yard. And I'm just standing. You know, I'm only in grade 9, right there, green jeans. You know, and he didn't care. He just pulled out, and then he pulled out a rifle, put it right up to the cow's head. Boom!
Wow!
And I watched all this stuff, so I really had this kind of. This kind of like second schooling where I got to see life. I saw them like, you know, when farmers put their arm all the way up a cow their butt to the shoulder. So
eighth grade.
I saw that. I saw them pulling cows. It was like kind of this second schooling where I really learned about life and death in a way. It was unexpected but amazing.
Yeah, I had that in eighth grade. Our agriculture teacher took us all and thought it would be educational to show us what it looks like for artificial insemination with horses.
No.
And in eighth grade, you know, in eighth grade, you're going through that transition as a young man where you're starting to notice differences in yourself.
Yeah.
And maybe you got a little extra here. Is this normal? Am I growing into a man, or is this little? Is this big? Whatever. You got all this insecurity.
Yeah.
And our agriculture teacher jerked off a horse in front of us in the eighth grade.
Come on. Holy
she just started tugging on it. And I'm like, is that what this is supposed to do? Because I ain't anywhere near that. And she just does that.
Mexico, but
we had to for legal reasons. And then Benny Mardones started saying, but she took that bag and then gave it to another guy while there was this mare standing in this thing going crazy. And because they had to have them both nearby. And she tugs the man horse and then takes all that stuff. And some other guy just started
kids
to reach in
around.
And they were like, some of the kids were like getting dizzy and it was weird. So, that was my education on that same exact thing.
I mean, that's traumatic. I mean, those horse members are huge.
Very memorable.
Yeah,
that's why they call them members.
And he was a wreck ever since.
Yeah, I've not been the same. You can watch porn all you want and compare and contrast. I've seen what you should never see in the eighth grade.
Well, I saw in college, I still to this day am convinced one of my film teachers showed us a snuff film.
Is that right?
I'm not even kidding.
Really?
He set it up. He was this really weird kind of pothead guy, and he was like, I could tell he liked to press our buttons and get reaction. Then one day he goes, yeah, I'm about to show you this film I got. And this was before VHS, and like you actually had to have a film in a can. And he goes, I'm going to show you this black and white film, and it's just a reenaction of kind of us. We didn't even know what snuff film meant, you know.
Right.
And we're watching this movie, and it's like these guys had this young guy and this young girl, and they had their arms tied, they forced the guy to stab the girl, and is this special effect? Like it looked all too real, and in the moment, I was like, something seemed off. And then years later, when I discovered there's a thing called snuff films, I went, I think that
was a
freak.
Film.
I think he might have showed us. Like,
lived with you.
Like, I didn't realize till like 15 years later. But it always stayed in my head because it was so impressionistic on me. And it seemed too real. And
you want to go back with what you know now and like see that stuff and then have the questions you have today.
Yeah, and get the guy arrested.
And then I have him thrown right in jail. But like those moments where you're like, wait a second, what am I looking at?
Find his distributor.
You just don't know at the time. So you walk away through life until you discover more of life. And you're like, I've been in that spot. It's so crazy how many things we dodge.
Yeah.
And not know. And you were hanging
out. The bubble, the rose-colored glasses.
All the rose glasses Brady wears. Brady said he would go to Burning Man with you last year.
Oh, yeah. And then they canceled it.
Well, good, because he's not going to Burning Man with anybody.
Brady doesn't count me on it.
Brady, because you would never want to be there.
I think it's changed.
What has?
Since it originally was that stood for.
Harlan, you went to, you can't say that because you've never been there.
Thank you.
Well, I know from talking to people.
No, I don't think
it's that went there before and then after.
I don't know. Look, it's a huge event with 70,000 people covered in dust and glasses. You don't know who's who.
That'll never change.
You don't know what's what.
Most it's just insane.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah. I every time I've been, it seems exactly the same.
Yeah, it's and like, Brady and you were talking about it, and then after he's like, I think I do that. I think I'm in on that. And it was like, you're not in on anything. A, you hate dirt. B, you don't like drugs.
We're camping.
You
what
don't
are you
like,
talking
You don't like – we went to the beach and you threw a fit and ran
beach
home.
Beach and too camping dirty. Are completely different.
Are they, Harlan? Is the beach is a beach cleaner difference? Than –
I'd rather –
Yeah, the
I'd
beach is cleaner. Yeah.
The beach is cleaner.
See, a Burning Man, you get dust storms all the time.
Yeah, but I'd rather be dirty in the forest.
You'd love it.
There.
No, we wouldn't.
Everyone would love it.
I would like it
you
because
would
I'm willing
it.
To experiment with drugs and alcohol. He's not.
You don't even need to touch that stuff. You do.
I have to get
what
through
are you
a
on right
with.
Now?
What
do you want?
What am I on right now?
Crystal meth, PCP.
No, I don't touch the streets.
I think
no,
you're
I'm not on,
anything
today.
You're wearing a shirt and it says, what's
A-team.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, what did you think? It was the Adderall team.
I thought it was the Orkin man. I thought maybe you'd been snorting like Bug Killer or something.
Black flag.
Yeah, no. But it makes me laugh because Brady at Burning Man would last about 8 minutes because I don't think he realizes it isn't a festival of like just here's cards.
There's bartering?
No, you just got a bunch of stoned acid people. You're at your worst
nightmare. That's the wrong impression you're creating.
Fact. I would go just to watch Brady at Burning Man.
Now, those people are there.
Yes.
But it's a multitude of everything and everybody. You'd love it.
So there's people who are completely stoned and on acid, and then the other people are looking for acid.
And there's people that are okay.
That's it. There's the whole thing in a nutshell.
You gotta go.
There's half of them are already high. The other half are just looking.
I'm in.
Looking to get high.
Yeah.
And then Brady wandered around. Goes, this is dirty. I hate it here. You would hate
it.
No. I'm looking out for you. You're not doing that.
Let's go.
And the food would be weird.
Ugh.
It's coming up.
See, that's the thing.
August 22nd.
Sell it to me.
When is it?
August 22nd.
What?
Burning Man. Yeah.
Are you going again?
That's a virtual one. Yeah.
No.
Ready to go.
You gotta go. You gotta be.
No
there.
In-person attendance this year.
Yeah. Burning. Do
it's out.
Yeah. If I could Zoom Burning Man, I might go, but I'm not doing it.
You would love it.
I might. Because,
you would love
it. There's fire.
Because I have
a fire.
I have a more open mind towards all that.
Almost everyone I know. So I'll tell you this story. How
you
I
would
mean.
Hate the drug addicts. You would hate them. I know. Already.
Here's how I went to Burning Man. A girl that I know went, and she was in a big circle, kind of holding court because she was kind of like really glowing and really like she was really happy and excited about something. So there was like, I don't know, 15 people around. She goes, I went to Burning Man. And everyone in the group did like you did. They're like, oh, no, drugs, this, that.
Yeah.
And I looked and go, here's this girl. Like she's literally glowing.
From Molly,
yeah. And I thought everyone's being so pessimistic and everyone's being so – and I said, you know what? I told her, I said, I'm going with you next year.
Yeah.
And I went and I had the time of my
amazing.
Life. And I've gone three times since. I've been four times. It's a blast.
And you're not – you don't do drugs. You don't get involved in that? Or do you – you do.
You
do.
Excuse
Never mind.
You?
Yes.
Excuse you?
Then Brady can't come.
Are you
He's
with the commoners or do you have a special section that you go
no,
to?
No. You just blend in with everyone. Yeah.
Sounds awful.
Yeah.
It just sounds terrible. I don't like blending in at Safeway.
Do you have a Walmart sleeping bag? Okay,
do
we're
know?
Going.
All
yeah.
right, I'll do that. I mean, it's comfortable. Yeah. That's why they sleep in at night.
Yeah.
But I don't need to do it.
He sleeps on his stomach, too.
Hundreds and hundreds.
You sleep on your tum-tum?
Yeah, I sleep tum-tums.
I sleep with Christopher Robin galoshes on. Remember him from the 100 Acre Wood? I wear a little Winnie the Pooh.
Just in case the water heater breaks.
It's always nice to have some rubber handy, you know.
That's what your mom always said.
Yeah,
have them near the bed. Have rubbers right next to the bed at all times. For protection. It's smart.
My mother used to keep a glazed ham beside her bed. Yeah. It's unreal. She was a big woman. She had a muffin top on her forehead. Can you believe it? My dad used to have to lift the Sharpay flap over her eyes just to talk to her. It was unbelievable.
Look me in the eyes.
Oh, man. Harlan's at Stand Up Live tonight and Tempe Improv this weekend. You got through COVID okay? Did you get it? Did you get it?
I didn't get it. Did you?
I did not. Brady did?
Nope.
Brett did not.
Brady, you got it?
I got
it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Was it really bad?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
10 days with a pain, but the biggest pain was I kept testing positive for 6 weeks afterwards.
Yeah. Holy.
No, I didn't have it.
Glass knot.
You know, back then you had to have a negative before you came back into work.
Yeah.
So
we kicked him out of work
for
a month and a half.
Did the show 6 weeks in my office.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I actually kind of COVID was sort of a benefit for me, if you can believe it, because everything shut down for the most part. And I don't know if you heard of headhunters, these headhunter people.
Yeah.
So I was walking around with the mask and the blue gloves. I had those stupid blue rubber gloves. I know. I was like paranoid. And I felt like an idiot, but then I got headhunted by Subway. They said, hey, you've got the gear. Come on in. So I was working at Subway for 2 weeks, and I had this lineup. Like, people were lining up to get my sandwiches. Yeah. And they're like, why is everyone coming to you? And I said, well, 2 weeks before you headhunted me, I was headhunted by a gynecologist's office.
Tuna in the South.
I got employee of the month for 3 months. Yeah, okay. Okay, this from a guy who watched a horse getting jacked.
Yeah, that's classy. That's a classy story. What you did was repulsive.
I know.
Feeding people. I didn't tell them I fed it to folks after at the old sandwich shop.
Well, I didn't feed them anything. The sandwiches smelled good.
You implied that you never once changed your gloves.
Well, I never said that, did I? Mr. Embellish.
Implications.
Yeah. Can I get you some Heinz Embellish with that hot dog, please?
Oh, man. I think I could talk to you for hours and have no idea what we've talked about.
That's what she said.
Isn't it? See, I don't know what that is.
I have one question, because people are wondering.
Yes.
And I hate to be graphic, but the horse thing.
Yeah, that's fairly graphic.
Was it like, how long was it? Because
it was, in my head, I think it's gotten bigger. Well, that sounded worse than it needed to. But yeah, I think I would guess a couple feet.
Like if you were in a movie theater, let's say, and it's dark, and you're in the back row, and a guy in the front row starts texting, could you have pulled that thing out and slapped him in the back of the head?
From the back to the front, no. But a good two rows,
okay.
I could have gotten hold of him.
Wow.
And then years ago,
whale, maybe.
The best part of horse penis is that I was walking through a stables once. And my wife was with me, and there were people everywhere. And it was the Cirque du Soleil, the horse one. In Cavalia. And we got the stable tour afterwards. And one of the horses was a little bit out, but it wasn't full. It was just there.
Just hanging brain.
And my wife pointed and goes, look, it looks just like a person's penis. And I looked around. I'm like, that's right, it does. Doesn't it, boys?
God.
Everyone has to know now. That's what she's used to.
He was cantering that day.
I trotted like a Tennessee Walker. It was amazing. God. It was, but that was my closest horse comparison. And then she quickly told the crowd, that's not what I meant. Because she's like, he's nowhere near that. This is true.
Do you remember that show Gumby?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, and they used to sing Gumby was a little green ball of clay? Yeah. He was actually horse penis. He was made of horse penis, yeah.
What about Pokey?
No wonder why Pokey liked him.
Pokey too.
Yeah.
That makes sense now,
that
or
wild,
does it?
He could walk through walls.
And any book.
Yeah.
He could walk into any book.
Penises can go through any book. Everyone knows that.
It's a glory book. That's why we love reading.
Oh, by the way, right down here at 9th and 18th, where 45th crosses 17th, Shell Station,
next
Stall 3, great glory hole.
Is that right? It's a good one.
The best.
Unbelievable. It's like a squid's eye. Yeah, unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Yuck. How are you yucking me?
I don't know. You took me down
to
this
a next
road.
Level.
I got to get home and ride Granny around the pool.
Are you still singing?
Yeah, man.
Doing music?
Yeah.
Do you have records or anything? Or
So Kevin and my cousin Kevin and I.
From the Bare Naked Ladies.
From Bare Naked Ladies. Yeah. We're actually working on a new song. We're doing a cover version of Eyes Without a Face by Billy Idol.
You are?
Yeah, so that's our next.
What prompted that?
I love me some Billy Idol, and I always love that song, and so the cousins are working away on.
Are you going to do that Rock the Cradle of Love? That's a pedophile song, too.
Ew, really?
Well, you
remember
come
video.
On, Rock the Cradle of Love, that teenage girl comes over and.
Ew.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
We don't want anything to do with that, although. Yeah.
It's a great song, though. You can't deny the song.
How's it? Rock the cradle of love.
That's right. Rock the cradle of love, because the cradle of love.
Yeah.
Rock.
No, we won't be doing that.
You're not much of a Billy Idol guy.
No, I love Billy Idol.
How do you not know that one?
I know it, but that's not on my kind of Billy Idol playlist.
It isn't?
But I love Eyes Without a Face.
Eyes Without a Face is a great song.
Which is probably Jeffrey Dahmer's favorite song.
That guy.
It could be. Here's Rock the Cradle.
Hi.
Remember this?
Devin,
this girl comes over to the house.
No.
And the guy's, like, her parents aren't home.
Oh.
She goes to the neighbor's place and then starts dancing around in her underwear.
No.
Fast forward to the song a little bit, Bert.
Let's get into the good
parts. Let's get it. Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
When this poor guy has to fight temptation while this teenage girl dances in her apartment.
God, I don't remember this.
You don't?
No.
Oh, this was it.
I went for splits.
That's a babysitting job there.
Yeah. It's a good tune, though, now that I'm hearing it. I like it.
You guys should cover this.
Yeah, we should.
And call it Don't Rock the Cradle Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. And then that teenager did. That was how different the times are, is that you could have a teenager dancing around your house back in the day. And people were like, that's good. That's good music. That's quality art. This, you know, everybody understood the Lolita thing. And now, God, you can't even.
Well, didn't he cover another song called that one where you go, I do anything.
I think that was Meatloaf.
No, this is Billy. I think it was called Sweet 16 or something.
Oh, geez, maybe he was trying to tell us something.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, Eyes Without a Face. Yeah. Wow.
Well, that's no witnesses. That's why.
Yeah.
So
right.
Eyes Without a Face. And you're gonna, when is that going to happen?
We've already started kind of laying it down and putting it together. So hopefully next year we'll have it out.
What's the catch with it?
It's just we're kind of doing it a little more like crooner-ish, like kind of slow. It's already sort of a slow song, but we're kind of slowing it down a bit. And, and Carol Pope from Rough Trade is doing some of the backing chorus.
And just a one-off, or are you guys going to do a bunch of other stuff?
No, Kevin's doing a whole album of like 80s songs.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Like old 80s
Rebooted.
Songs.
Rebooted.
So we might do a Drive by the Cars as well.
Nice.
So,
that's a great one.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
see? I'd be all over that. Are you going to watch the Olympics?
Which ones?
The para. Paralympics. You a big fan of the Paralympics?
No, I'm not going to watch those. Is there any other ones?
Summer
just,
Olympics.
I think the fully healthy Olympics, I guess they call
Friday.
It. If it's not the Paralympics, it's the fully functional Olympics.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? My favorite Olympic event is the shot putters.
Great stuff.
Because people don't know this. I don't. Are you a history buff?
A little bit.
The original cannons were shot putters. Like before gunpowder was invented.
You'd throw it.
Yeah, wow. They'd get a guy, and if he could get within 40 feet of the enemy, they'd line up these fat guys and they'd throw cannonballs.
That's why they'd hide it next
to
the cheek.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So you can't see the cannonball.
They taught you that at boarding school.
Yeah, at boarding school. The Quakers. The Quakers know things. Others
you up
don't.
With manual armies. Yeah. I like that. That's good. Because, it's all falling apart, the Olympics. So
it is? What's going on?
They got firing
everybody. Well, they fired the guy who's in charge of the opening ceremonies because he told a Holocaust joke in the 90s, and they found it.
He was
fired yesterday.
Troop.
Yeah, in the 90s.
In the
he was 90s. An improv troupe, and they had a thing, and they fired him in the 90s. And then the composer for the music was let go Tuesday because at one point in his life, he was with a handicapped friend who was masturbating and eating his own feces for entertainment. He told a story about how he was there for that, and they said, well, you can't be out in public anymore.
So basically the story is here, no one's allowed to have a pass,
basically. Right. Well, you shouldn't have a pass where you got a handicapped guy jerking off and eating his feces. But
I have a friend who in grade school went to see a horse get jacked.
Right. Now, is that bad for all of us now?
I don't know.
Can you compose the next Olympics? I don't think so.
He talked the horse
just for
into
being
it.
With me.
Yeah.
Ned, if I force the horse into it, it's totally a stable Weinstein
Stories
situation.
Change.
It's so weird, man. And you know, the thing that's missing out of today's narrative is intent.
Yeah,
it's all about what is the intent of your words. It's not what are you saying, because everyone's made an off-color joke.
That's the barriers on comedy. And I mean, he's doing a comedy show.
Well, even still, everyone swung and missed
at
a joke. They thought maybe this, that was just wrong. So are you going to be held accountable forever or something like that?
And I don't even know the joke, and I'm not – of course, now I got to do a disclaimer, but I'm not supporting any type of – Holocaust humor, but
any type.
But any type of Holocaust, any kind, you know, any flavor.
The blue kind, or sometimes when there's nooftets singing about
there's
it.
There's not
I'm
one
not
that
it.
Would.
Yeah.
The slapstick Holocaust jokes, I'm not into that.
Physical,
physical comedy.
Pratfalls.
It's just like, you know, what was the intent? Was the was a person like trying to be really mean and cruel, or was it just a goofy throwaway?
I've said that since we've had this show. Yeah. I'm like, look, so long as none of us have malicious intent, I think you can pretty much walk down any road.
Yeah, but they've removed that.
They've taken that away.
Now they're saying that no matter what you say, your intent was mean and cruel. Yeah.
Do you have anything you worry? Because even the something about Mary thing. that whole scene would be just like, because it's about going to rest stops and,
oh yeah,
you know, and the gay thing at rest stops. Everybody would freak out if that was, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a, you know, film for comedy fans, one of the funniest things you could ever imagine.
That's right,
pick up
that's
that hitchhiker.
Right.
He's got a dead body. You're going into these rest stops. With,
oh, yeah.
Everything about it is canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's nuts because it was fun for us to laugh at.
Hopefully it just swings around.
Yeah. Well, I think we have to start talking out loud as normal people. Well, you should be included.
Yeah, yeah,
you should go.
I'll try.
I'll handle this. The guy who's watched the horse beatings, I'll handle this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think it's all of us have to stand up to it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I just say that's enough. It's a joke from 25 years ago. Next. I'm not even going to acknowledge it.
Yeah, I think
too many people
right.
are apologizing.
Yeah, I think.
Do you
that's
want to apologize
right.
for anything now?
Nothing.
All right, I don't Never. Think so either. You've done elder abuse here today.
Elder abuse,
child abuse.
Made some Winnie the Pooh derogatory comments.
Sucking on some cones.
Opened up with Benny Mardonis.
Benny.
That was, nothing to apologize for
because you know why? It was all in good fun.
Yeah, that's right.
What I think. Just like tonight, Harlan Williams stand up live. He's going to be there tonight. If you want to go, standuplive.com, and then all weekend right here in Tempe, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tempe Improv. .com, and it's always a great show.
Thank you so
leave
much.
Leave us with words of wisdom, something we should concern ourselves with, or a Harlan Williams conspiracy, or just something you want to make the world better.
Okay. Well, I know people have had a lot of health issues. You know, COVID's been a running health theme, and for some people, they've been scared to go see their doctor. It's been hard to go see their doctor. Sometimes there's been lineups and waiting to get into emergency rooms. So if you want to get to the front of the line, I have a little tip for you.
Okay.
Okay. Take your cell phone, lift up your shirt, take a selfie of your belly button, text it to your doctor and say, "Doc, you got to see me right away. My butthole's growing over."
Works.
You'll get
time.
I'm in the lobby. Yeah. You need to see me right now. See, that's actually useful stuff if you've got the courage. Yeah. Harlan Williams, thank you, sir.
God
as
bless.
Always.
Thanks, guys.
A pleasure. It's
thank
98
you so
KUPD.
Much.
Big Red. Badass.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.